From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello and welcome. I'm Paul Bendereau and this is Melody Time. And we begin with a very famous opener, the overture to Rossini's opera, The Barber of Seville. Oddly enough, the overture might not have become famous at all, because it wasn't actually composed for Rossini's masterpiece. It was a half-forgotten work he'd written some time earlier, and when he ran out of time on his new opera, he dusted off the old overture and added it to the new score, which gave it another chance to catch on with audiences. And catch on, it certainly did. overture to Rossini's Barbara of Seville with Claudio Abbado conducting the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. Rossini was sometimes referred to during his lifetime as Monsieur Crescendo, which was a backhanded compliment on his skill at creating suspense and anticipation in an audience by gradually building up the volume, before the actual opera got underway. It didn't quite come off, though, on the first night of the Barbara of Seville at its premiere in Rome in 1816. The show was greeted by boos and hissing. Rossini, though, was not a man to let something like a bad audience get him down. When the singers rush round to Rossini's house after the first performance, intending to comfort the maestro and give him courage to carry on, they found him fast asleep. And his nonchalance proved fully justified. The second night audience was better, and by the third performance, the Barbara of Seville was well on the way to becoming the great success it's remained ever since. By the way, the opera is celebrating an anniversary this year. It's 175 years since its first performance in German. It was the time when original German romantic operas were gaining in popularity. And a number of go-ahead theatre managers were satisfying this growing appetite by bringing popular Italian favourites to the stage in German translations. It was a controversial thing to do, just as it still is to some extent. But its great benefit was that it attracted a broad audience. We've another anniversary in the programme, as it happens, the 90th anniversary of the first performance of Franz Lehár's Merry Widow. That was another premiere that didn't seem very promising at the time. Lehár thought the show might run for 40 performances, 50 at the most. How wrong he was. There's a brand new CD production of the operetta, with the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by John Elliott Gardiner. And from it we're going to hear the marching song of the men, with that age-old complaint about how difficult women are to understand. Ja, das Studium der Weiber ist schwer. The Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by John Elliott Gardiner, with the March from the Merry Widow, sung by Boje Skofus, Bryn Terfel, Uwe Peper, and Carl Magnus Fredriksson, and proving that the 90-year-old Merry Widow has remained young. Yet another anniversary, Franz Lehár was born 125 years ago, which deserves a birthday serenade, I think. And what better than one composed by Lehár's Berlin counterpart, Paul Linke, who wrote congratulatory serenades for all sorts of occasions. The birthday serenade we're about to hear was actually dedicated to the Prussian Crown Prince. Well, birthdays come and go, as indeed do Crown Princes, but the music remains. And in this case, as fresh as the day it was written. Here's Paul Linke's Geburtstagsständchen, played by the Salonorchester Köln.
Thank you.
Linker's Birthday Serenade. And since we've started on the list of birthdays, we might as well continue. This time it's the composer Nico Dostal. 1995 sees the 100th anniversary of his birth. Dostal once said, in all modesty, that his aim was to bring joy and relaxation to his public. He also succeeded in reviving the popularity of the operetta and imbuing the form with a new freshness and drive. He probably never gave that much thought in all the years he spent arranging and orchestrating the popular hits and operetta melodies of other composers. But those years did give him a very fine sense of style and form, which he demonstrated admirably in 1933, when he was nearly 40, with his operetta Clivia, a resounding success, followed by a whole string of successes. Dostal was no longer the diligent arranger working away behind the scenes. He was now a composer in his own right, enjoying the limelight. A firm favourite among operetta fans is his Hungarian Wedding, based on an original Hungarian tale. The libretto and the score of this operetta blend so well together that it's enjoyed lasting success. Let's listen to the Philharmonia Hungarica, accompanying Anton de Ridder, who sings longingly of the fairy tale dream of love. Märchentraum der Liebe, kehr doch zurück.
Mein Herz dir entgegen. wachst du auf in Zorne mit wohl mir sagen, immer wird mein Herz dir entgegenschlagen. Meine Treu soll ewig sein. Einmal wirst auch du Gott sein.
Anton de Ridder with a melody from Nico Dostal's operetta Hungarian Wedding. To round off our list of birthday boys, we turn to Johann Strauss the Younger, who was born 170 years ago. And one of his polkas that's particularly popular is also celebrating its 125th anniversary this year. That's the Im Krapfenwaldler Polka. As a matter of fact, Strauss actually composed the polka a year earlier and dedicated it to his audiences in Pavlovsk during one of his tours of Russia. So the first title of this polka was Im Pavlovsk Wald, in the Pavlovsk Forest. But back in Vienna in 1870, he needed a new dance composition, so he recycled the Pavlovsk polka into the Krapfenwaldler polka. This was in honour of a popular wine tavern in the countryside outside Vienna, which belonged to a certain Herr Krapf. But whether it's Herr Krapf's neighbourhood or the forests of Pavlovsk it conjures up, the polka has remained a favourite. Thank you. Czechoslovak State Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Richard Edlinger, with the Krapfenwaldler Polka by Johann Strauss the Younger. And that's it for this edition of Melody Time. This is Paul Benderow saying thanks for being with us. The program is compiled by Barbara Anders. The producer is Stephanie Giesen, and our studio engineer is Carsten Besser. Melody Time is a production of Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.